It's related to Shir HaShirim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says, "Hadudaim natenu reyach ve'al pitachinu kol meradim." Remember this pasuk? It's chapter 7, pasuk Yud Daleh. So this pasuk, actually Midrash brings, is connected to Hanukkah. Hadudaim natenu reyach, this is Reuven. And ve'al pitachinu kol meradim, this is Nerot Hanukkah. As you know, Dudaim, remember the Dudaim that Reuven found? So now, the question is, what's the connection between this pasuk of Shir HaShirim and relating it to Reuven and Hanukkah? Dudaim natenu reyach. Ve'al pitachinu meradim. You know the connection?
The connection of Dudaim to Reuven is easy, but
Hanukkah. So what did Reuven do?
He found the Dudaim.
And then what did he do? No, what was the outcome of the Dudaim?
That they switch with each other, the sisters.
So actually Reuven helped his aunt to be able to have children. Is that true?
Indirectly, yes.
Well, so that was, he was the cause.
He was the cause.
Good?
Yeah.
Make sense? So far? So now Dudaim, Natenu Reyach, this is Reuven. This is Ner Hanukkah. That actually is put it by the door or outside they used to. So how can we relate this to Ner Hanukkah? Anything? So now Ner Hanukkah, what's the halacha about Ner Hanukkah? So Ner Hanukkah. Yes? There's no chasiyat, nothing. Matzah, you enjoy. No? Sukkah, you enjoy. Purim, you enjoy. Ner Hanukkah? Nothing. Don't say. There is no enjoyment. You know, there is. I'm sorry? What do we enjoy the life? What
is
But there's no benefit. There's no benefit of it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
There's no benefit. So now, the whole concept of Ner Hanukkah is very interesting. We have a shamash. Why do we have a shamash? What does shamash mean? Remember back in the school, they said this is shamash. What does shamash mean? No, shamash.
Takes care of
things? Yeah, cleans up, you know, take care of things, you know, arrange things, right? So now in Ner Hanukkah we have shamash. So why do we have a shamash? What is shamash doing? What is shamash doing? Making up for Nerot Hanukkah. What does it mean? That means Shamash here, he's sacrificing. Why? Because he's not permitted to have any benefits from there.
Right.
Nerot Hanukkah is Asur. But here the Shamash comes about. That means in case if you had a benefit, then who's going to be responsible for it? Shamash. So that means Shamash is benefiting there. Then Nerot Hanukkah. So here, the same way that Reuven helped his aunt that be able to have children, to brought the Dudaim. Now here, Nerot Hanukkah, we have a concept of Shamash. What does it mean? That means in life, many times, people, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They're stuck, right? They, you know, say, why is he down? Why is he Achmu? Why is he not happy? There's something that bothers him, right? So now, your responsibility is to be Shamash. You understand? That means the same way that sometimes, you know, you cannot tell them, you know, if they tell them what's wrong, they get more angry. So now here, the same way that Roman helped and brought the Dudaim to open the door to bring the Yeshua for his aunt, the Ner Hanukkah is exactly, the Shamash plays the same role. And our task and the message here is that you have to be very, very, very careful and watchful that to see how you can meshamesh other people. Hashem is like, we're good Shamashim, as Hashem. It's going to be a